Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I am your host, Frank Costella Jr., President and CEO of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And today on our show, I will be bringing in two spectacular guests from the Hudson Valley business community. Elko Kessels, he's the CEO for Habitat for Humanity of Dutchess County, along with the Director of Operations of Foam and Wash Car Wash, Evan Baywright. But before we get to our guests, I want to remind everyone to think local first this winter. Support our local businesses now and always. All you need to do is visit our website at dcrcoc.org. Go right to our business directory. Put in what you're looking for, and you will most certainly find a credible business to take care of your very needs. If you want to think local first and support local first by supporting local not-for-profits, you want to get involved in your community, you want to get involved in the business community, there's no better way than the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, dcrcoc.org. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, but when we come back, you'll be joined by Elko Kessels. He's the CEO for Habitat for Humanity of Dutchess County. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News & World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me from Habitat for Humanity of Dutchess County, it's the CEO, Elko Kessels. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Frank. It is great to be here.
So I want you to tell our listeners about this great not-for-profit organization that we have here in Dutchess County. And I know this is not just a Dutchess County organization. Mm-hmm. They're all throughout the United States. But for us here in Dutchess County, it's truly serving a grand purpose and something that we truly need here more than most places in the United States. And it's the housing crisis.
That's right.
So I want you to take the opportunity and talk to our listeners about Habitat for Humanity of Dutchess County.
Well, happy to, Frank. And yeah, as you indicate, it is an affiliate of a larger national organization. Habitat for Humanity International is the official name of our headquarters. But we work across the U.S. as well as internationally and have a range of affiliates here in the Hudson Valley. The one in Dutchess County in particular, I think, has a big mission ahead of itself, and that is addressing the affordable housing crisis through promoting home ownership and ensuring that folks can maintain and stay within the aging housing stock that we have. I mean, the reality right now across our county is that the average sales price of homes are over $450,000. I'll repeat that one more time, $450,000, which pretty much makes it impossible for median earning families to either obtain a home, particularly their first home, move from their first home into a second home, or also on the flip side to downsize when that time comes around. So we have a very stagnant, aging housing market that requires a lot of support on the repair side, and then we have folks entering that market that simply aren't able to purchase a home. And here we're talking about, you know, nurses, first responders, folks that are working within restaurants and supermarkets and places around us. They are all facing this issue. So at Habitat for Humanity of Dutchess County, we are working towards addressing that home ownership affordability crisis here in Dutchess County, with some of our work also reaching into Putnam County south of us.
So very broad stroke, addressing the crisis and the housing crisis, but also have been around for many years, that also addressing some of the housing stock and the needs, but the demand is so great here. And I know that was very broad stroke with respect to your description of it, so I want to get into a little bit more detail about how does Habitat for Humanity address these challenges? What programs do you have? And I think people may be familiar with the organization based on its national footprint, but what are we doing here in Dutchess County?
Sure. So there's a couple of different streams of work that we engage in. So first and foremost, we are a home developing organization. So we build homes, we construct homes. And that means that through new construction, we support affordable home ownership across our county. Sometimes this is on donated land. Sometimes these are rehabs of existing homes. But in most cases, it is new construction for families to make sure that they are going to enter a home where they pay only 30% of that family's income, because that is what is considered affordable home ownership. So that's our first and primary area of work. But secondly, you know, knowing how much repair is needed across this aging stock across Dutchess County, we have a very expansive repair program where we support folks with critical home repairs, you know, problems with roofs, problems with heating, problems with floors, and also particularly support folks that are aging in place. So here we're looking at installing ramps for and other accessibility features for folks to get into their home. We're looking at bathroom upgrades, all ways in which our community can maintain their presence and can maintain their home. So that's our repair program. And then also, somewhat more recently, now about a year old, we've introduced Home Buying University. So this is our completely free financial education program that anybody who lives inside and frankly also outside of Dutchess County can participate in. And here you learn all about the mortgage process, you know, what credit repair might entail, how you can prepare yourself to be in the best position to enter the housing market, all things that I would have loved to have learned when I entered the housing market myself.
It's more complicated now than ever.
Oh my goodness, it is very complicated now, and the competition is so much higher now than it has ever been. So being in the best position possible to enter that market is critical, and that's the kind of support that Home Buying University provides.
Yeah, and what I like to look at Habitat for Humanity as delivering is the American dream. Continuing to deliver that American dream, that has been what built the United States of America, was home ownership. That's where individuals have built their wealth here for generations, is in their value of their home. And that's what Habitat for Humanity is doing here, making and ensuring that individuals can still afford to not only purchase a home, but stay in their home.
That's right.
And continue up the upkeep and the repairs, which are obviously now more expensive than ever to be able to do, especially for those individuals on fixed incomes and so on. And that's what Habitat for Humanity does here in Dutchess County and all throughout the country for that matter. But one thing that I do want to get to and mention is ways that you support yourself, which there's very many ways.
Sure.
As a not-for-profit organization, not only through volunteers, but also through corporate giving, volunteering corporate organizations that have come through with delivering things like putting a roof on the home, doing all the stick build on the home, maybe digging the foundation, maybe pouring the concrete. It might be the electrical. The list goes on. Everything that a home needs to construct. And those are all services that oftentimes can be and have been provided complimentary or gratis or at cost in a lot of cases. So these are ways that individuals and companies can give back. And also another great example is your Restore. So I wanted you to take that opportunity and talk a little bit about that, because that is such a unique model and a great opportunity for people to not only give back, but also feel great about what they've done.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, we're very lucky, firstly, to our community here. As you indicated, Frank, I mean, our volunteers are really what makes Habitat for Humanity successful. And here in Dutchess County, we can really count on them, whether it's individuals that are volunteering their time to work on build sites or in the Restore, whether it is corporate partnerships that support some of those builds or repair or service days, or whether it is companies that are providing supplies for the Restore to then be sold there. We are really grateful for their support. And the same goes indeed for a lot of the fantastic subcontractors with whom we work. You know, we've got some great relationships with certain roofing companies, for instance, that provide, you know, a couple of roofs for free, roof replacements for free each year to Habitat clients. So there is really just such a powerful community here that we can build upon. Restore is a fantastic component of our work for a number of reasons. One, because because, of course, it is an important source of income. Every dollar that is spent at Restore goes directly to Habitat's mission, goes directly to building homes. But more importantly, it is a place where the whole community can come, firstly, to donate gently used goods, you know, furniture, appliances, other types of home goods, to make sure they don't end up in a landfill, but actually find a second home. It's where folks can come together to volunteer and to support that work. And then, of course, to purchase those goods and give them that second home that they deserve. And so every day when I walk into the Resort, it's quite wonderful because it looks entirely different. The turnover of the supplies that we get in and then that those that go out, you know, it really changes every day. So I very much urge folks to come in, but also urge folks to go to our website, habitatduchess.org, because we both have a online marketplace for the Restore. But also, importantly, every couple of months, we have an online auction for certain specialized items that we might find, you know, hidden underneath a donation somewhere. So there's always some really, really fun stuff to look for there.
So this is a marketplace, a retail marketplace, if you will, of gently used goods. And it's not like a flea market. It's not mm-hmm. like a yard sale. Mm-hmm. This is high quality furniture, houseware goods, even businesses have often donated.
That's right.
Products such as desks and chairs. I noticed that there's construction materials oftentimes. You get a lot of tile. You've gotten appliances donated that are brand new, right out of the box, not used. So that, you know, we mentioned that gently used or lightly used, but there's a lot of new product in there, including brand new furniture.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's something that folks don't always fully appreciate. You know, we have some fantastic partnerships with furniture companies, with lighting companies, with folks that are in the bathroom or the kitchen business, and the floor often is full with these completely new supplies that you can get at a huge discount of what they would otherwise cost.
So if you are in one of those industries, one of those businesses, this has come to light as Restore was building here in our community. One of those furniture companies came to us and said, we have all this furniture that's brand new. It's last year's model. I got to get it out of here mm-hmm. because the companies want us to only have on the floor the new stuff. We've tried to liquidate and we just need the space. We're too small of a store to store all this in our warehouse. What can we do with it? And we said, well, what about Restore? Boom, the connection was made and the rest is history. And it has just been such a great partnership for them for the reasons of obviously what we just described, but also they're giving something to an organization that's a nonprofit for a write-off. So if you're in that position as a for-profit entity and you're looking to do something great here in our community, support a not-for-profit organization, you can always speak to the folks at Habitat for Humanity or Dutchess County and Restore, and they'd be happy to discuss with you how that would all work.
Yeah, no, listen, it clears up space. It provides a second life or a new life for these types of goods. And it is indeed a tax write-off as well. So that's really a triple whammy, I guess. And we'd love to see more of that.
Another great example, and then I'll come off of it. But another great example is when someone's downsizing, mm-hmm. you know, or someone passes away and you're just overwhelmed. You just have all of this furniture and things that are housewares that you just don't know what to do with and you need to liquidate quickly. Maybe the house is being sold or they need to be out of the apartment, whatever the situation may be. But Habitat can come in with a truck and trailer and individuals to help get it out of there. If it's good quality stuff, if it's in still good shape and it still has great value, Habitat would certainly benefit from that.
Absolutely, yeah. So we have several trucks that are driving each and every day throughout both Dutchess County as well as Putnam County for these types of pickups, both at homes as well as in businesses. If you go to our website, habitatduchess.org, you'll find both a list of the kind of items that we do and don't accept, as well as the details of our donations manager. Always good to reach out to her, share a couple of pictures of what you're intending to donate. And we'll get back to you and give you a good sense both of what we're likely to accept as well as a time frame of those pickups. And in addition to that, we're also actually offering exactly in those situations that you're describing, Frank, a rental of a pickup as well that folks can use themselves if they want to, if they need to transport goods from one place to another. So on those days that they aren't in use, there's an opportunity to rent those from us as well.
And in case our listeners missed it, it's Habitat Duchess.org, HabitatDuchess.org. Elko Kessel, CEO, Habitat for Humanity of Dutchess County. That's all we have time for in this segment of the show, but I want to thank you for coming in here, being with us, sharing with our listeners about this great organization here in our community. I also want to welcome you as a relatively new CEO here in the community. We are so fortunate to have someone of your caliber and your aptitude running this organization, keeping it strong, and also community building right here at home in Dutchess County. Thank you for joining us here today on the show. And to our listeners, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by Evan Bayright of the famous Bayright family. Foam and Wash Car Wash is here in the Hudson Valley. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News and World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me from Foam and Wash Car Wash, it's Evan Bayright, the Director of Operations. Evan, welcome to the show again.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Frank. Appreciate
it. And I say again, because this is not your first appearance here on the show. We were here just about this time last year, and we were talking about probably the same things we're going to be talking about today, and that is salt eating cars, as your Uncle Todd would say. And salt eats cars this time of year. They've already put salt on the roads, and we need to get that salt off, because here in the Northeast, it will destroy your vehicle.
You are correct, Frank. Salt is not only the worst thing for a vehicle, but it's just terrible for the roads. But making sure you're taking care of your vehicle during the wintertime, especially with the salt, is the most important thing you could do for your vehicle. It will thank you after you get your bath.
But what about the people that bring their vehicle home and they pull it into their garage on their nice concrete floor?
Yeah, so there's a lot to do about that. Of course, you know, salt is quite corrosive when it gets down to a certain material. You know, it's not the best thing to pull into your garage with a lot of salt on your vehicle. So when you do that, I would say don't do it too long. You want to make sure you wash your vehicle, so not only your driveway, your garage are happy, so is your vehicle as well.
Foam and Wash Car Wash. Not just any car wash. This is the Foam and Wash brand, and there's a reason why Foam and Wash has become a household name here in the Hudson Valley region. It's because of the quality that you provided over the last 60 years. I want you to take a moment. Tell our listeners about the family history in the business. Go right to the beginning.
Awesome. I'd love to. So we're celebrating 60 years this year, and we're super excited to do that, and we're so happy to be here in Dutchess County and Orange County. It all started in 1966 in Valesgate, New York, when my grandfather, who was an IBMer at the time, decided that there had to be another option out there to create a revenue stream. He went out and bought a Purple Parlor car wash in the Valesgate location, which maybe some of you do know where it is, and maybe some of you do not know. It is across the river in Orange County, and it's one of it is our first location, and it's grown since then. Another cool part of that,
known as like the Five Corners.
It's considered the Five Corners of Valesgate. It's a very interesting intersection if you haven't been there. But the tunnel, so we bought the self-serve in the in bay, and the tunnel over there actually was a Perkins. We purchased that, I don't know what year it was, but they purchased the Perkins that was attached to the parking lot, and they basically added a tunnel through there. It's pretty ironic when I meet guys who tell me that they're drinking coffee in the one window of the car wash that is now no longer a Perkins. So it's pretty cool to hear the history of that location kind of come from 1966. I see old pictures. It's really cool to relive the memories that my grandfather once had, who is still in New York, in Tivoli. So he is still around, and we're so happy to have him and seeing what we're continuously doing as third generation has stepped in. What comes after that, it starts to get a little tricky, because you'll hear from a lot of people which one might have come first, but we do know that High Park, New York did come right after that, which if you're not familiar with it, it's right near the Dutchess Community College. It's a three small self-serve bay. One that was a little closer to home to them. They grew up in Pleasant Valley area, so this was nice and easy compared to Valesgate being quite a far commute. After that, like I said, it gets really, you like to say Wappingers popped out in the 1980s, and then, you know, South Road across from the gallery is 1997. But a lot of renovations have occurred since the early 2000s, and we continuously try to improve every single location, and it's always nice to see the history of where they started and where they're going.
all these different locations throughout the valley, really servicing the entire Hudson River Valley with what you provide. This is a family-run operation still to this day. Three brothers in the business right now, plus your mom is also in the business helping out.
Yeah, my mom's great at it.
And you're all really involved in the business, including the next generation now. So the third generation of Bayrites are now in the foam and wash business. You also have a location up in Red Hook that has a little bit of a historical location. So
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
So Red Hook, it came right around, that's one of the stores that kind of came right around High Park time, because actually, it's still, Red Hook is a community that the Bayrites ended up at as well. So when they made it up there, they acquired this three-bay seltzer bay in Red Hook. It actually is one of my favorites because when you show up, they have a lot of tie-dye around the vacuums. It really represents Red Hook, in my opinion. It's very hippie. It's really, it hasn't grown with the times as some of maybe other locations, so it kind of has a nice part of history. It's kind of staying in the old times, which is cool. It's still functional. We still add new, awesome new technology to the bays, allow credit cards and Tap to Pay and Apple Pay. So we are moving on, making sure everyone is happy when they arrive in the Bay, but it does hold a cool history. That one probably came right around the mid-70s, I'd say.
Of course, a lot of new locations came thereafter, brand new locations from the ground up, but you're also doing a lot of renovations. I constantly see one of your sites or multiple sites at a time under renovation because you're keeping up with the times and the technology, not just replacing worn-out equipment, but installing new equipment that's not only more efficient, saving water, but also technologically advanced materials would be the right way to say it, that can help the shine, but also the protectants that's on there, and also getting into different areas that traditionally the old machines couldn't do. You're spraying at angles and getting underneath and in the crevices and the cracks, where getting all that salt out of those places is very paramount into preserving your vehicle. I want you to talk a little bit about one thing that I think you're most known for, and that's your community give back and support. Take a moment and talk about that.
Awesome. So we just wrapped up October Breast Cancer Awareness. It was so great to see a lot of the Dutchess County businesses were actually supporting local breast cancer awareness companies. So with that being said, we rolled right into St. Jude's at our mart right after October. We're collecting St. Jude's money through December. And on top of that, we are just changing over our charity towel program. So what that is, Frank, is we have a charity towel. We call it the Blue Charity Towel. This is what we consider our all-year-round charity program, which is awesome because we're not asking for donations. We're actually providing a beautiful blue towel to you for $4. And what we're doing is we're donating all net proceeds to the charity of choice. This is going to be our third year going on. We started this in 2024 with Unshattered, 2025 with MHA, and we're really happy to announce that our 2026 recipient is going to be Angels of Light. They're amazing, and what they're doing for the community is something that we couldn't even fathom. So we're able to give our support by just selling blue towels at our car wash, and we couldn't be happier. On top of that, we continuously do St. Jude's throughout the year in different locations at our car washes as well, and we're always looking to support the local community. If that's not an event, we're creating baskets. We're always out there fundraising and actually putting up tables at your events. So if you're looking for foam wash to be at events you're having or anything like that, we would love to come by, pop up a table, and help support your cause and whatever you're doing.
For our listeners who may be just tuning in here on iHeartRadio, you're listening to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. Here on the show with me today is Foam and Wash Car Wash, Evan Bayright. He's a director of operations, and that's a great segue for me to just ask Evan about what it is you do. What's the day in the life of Evan Bayright at Foam and Wash Car Wash?
What I do mainly is I do a lot of the hiring, and I do a lot of the management of the managers as well. With being the director of operation, it comes with a clear title of making sure you're representing the business through what I do with the radio and through what I do with my staff. I do a lot of fun things, keeping our employees engaged. I do fun things. One of my favorite things I do for our staff is birthday cards. If you're part of our Foam Wash family, you're going to get a great birthday card. And it's amazing to be able to do something like that to our staff see what, you know, today especially, I gave a birthday card out. It's just so nice to see the smiles on the faces of our staff. We're keeping guys in-house for so long, we actually just also celebrated some guys celebrating 25 years in our company, and that's something that we at Foam Wash Car Wash are very proud of, because we don't do this for any other reason besides our customers and our staff. So we're very happy to be able to do something like that. But like I said, explaining my role, it can get a little interesting, because every day is something fun that we do differently, and we're always trying to maintain our facility. I'm forward thinking, so I'm always designing new ideas and pushing new technology out. So anytime you see something new coming and going, That's because of me.
Customer service and attention to detail, two things that come to mind when I think of your brand and the company that your family has built here in the community. Customer service, you're always greeted with a friendly smile, and someone who's very helpful is the right way to say that. Pulling up to even a machine that's automated. A lot of people don't like using those machines because it confuses them. They don't know where to start, but there's always someone there to help. There's always someone around to assist, and they're always very friendly. They're always happy to help in some way. And then the attention to detail, every little detail in all of your stores. No stone is left unturned. Everything is clean. The garbage is always picked up. And I know being in that business, it's not an easy business because you're constantly picking up after people.
Yes.
And I've experienced it. I've seen them out there constantly picking up the parking lots and making sure that everything is upkept and well-maintained.
And I appreciate you pointing that out because that's something that we put a lot of focus and a lot of energy on. And we really are out here to just let customers know that if there's anything we can do for you, we will do it. We have a customer service line where we have a great staff that works Monday through Friday. If you're unable to reach us over the weekend, you can always send us an email. Our managers, like Frank said, are here to help. You see someone say something, we would always be willing to do whatever the customer needs. We take care of all of our problems. And like I said, cleaning up the trash on the site is difficult because we are a car wash, but it's part of the game and we enjoy doing it. So come on in, you know, and when you come on over, we'll take good care of you. And if there's anything you need, you can always reach out to a manager or me especially.
Yeah. People are always saying to me, what do you give for a creative, unique gift or something that supports a local business? I always say, home and wash, car wash. Everybody that has a car, they like to keep their car clean, especially this time of year in the winter months. Give them some gift certificates. Give them the gift card that they can refill at some point in time. And it's great to put in for the holiday season, but even for Valentine's Day that's coming up just around the corner, whether it's a birthday, it's an anniversary, or just a thank you to one of your team members, a coworker, a family member. Just a little bit of a token of appreciation or just letting them know you're thinking about them. Foam and wash, car wash, gift card's a great way to do it. Or you can always buy them the unlimited plan if you're very generous and you want to make sure
there's options. And there's options for gifts for the limited plans. We have a 3-month option that you could pay cash or card where it isn't going to be a reoccurring membership. So you could easily gift that to a friend or family. We are actually just rolling out a year of the limited as well, where you can also purchase that with a cash or card where it doesn't reoccur. So for those guys out there who don't want to reoccur bill on their card, it's a nice way to give a gift. And if you buy the year, you do save 2 months, which is awesome.
Evan Bay right here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show with Foam and Wash Car Wash. Evan, let's put your contact information out there for our listeners.
Awesome. So my name is Evan Bayright. If you're looking to ever reach me, you can reach me at ebayright@foamandwash.com.
It's Foam and Wash Car Wash, foamandwashcarwash.com, foamandwashcarwash.com. And if you like what you heard on our show today, if you want to learn more about any of our guests on our show today, you want to find out more information about what's happening in and around the Hudson Valley community, what events you can get involved with in our community, what not-for-profits you can support, and or if you want to get involved in your business community and you want to think local first, get involved in the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Evan, thanks for coming in and being with us on the show today. And to our listeners, that's all we have time for. Thanks for tuning in and have a great day. Bye-bye.